Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, gorgeous humans. Welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. I guess I should say, if you don't identify as a human, you are also welcome. And I'm glad you're here. If you identify as alien, mermaid, fairy, dragon, wizard, witch, whatever you are, all beings, welcome. And I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I'm going to talk about manifestation, which I'm always talking about in some way, shape, or form, but more specifically, the practices I use to manifest anything, like literally anything. I'm going to give you the practice that I use every single day of my entire life. And of course, I have a lot of other practices that are more detailed that I use to work through subconscious beliefs that might be holding my manifestations back, right? So I'm constantly working on my belief system every single day, and that is necessary to manifest. But those specific practices that I have, that's what I teach in my academy, my Blissful Abundance Academy. So these manifestation techniques that I'm going to give you, they work. But if you're trying to manifest the big things, they only work as far as your belief system allows them to work. You can never out-manifest your belief system, especially your subconscious belief system. So that is my disclaimer for this episode, because this stuff works. I'm going to give you examples of how it's worked in my own life, especially recently, in small ways and big ways, because it's so huge. So number one tip, how do you manifest anything? The key to manifestation is, well, first setting the intention and expecting it to come, getting clear on what it is, what it looks like. Next, it's acting as if, right? Acting as if it's yours, showing up as a person who already has it. And the third is feeling the feelings of already have it, feeling the feelings as if it's already yours. So these are basically the three steps that I use for manifesting. So I actually have a 5-step manifestation process that I teach in my academy, but this is kind of a summary, an overview to really simplify the process for anyone who's just starting out. That's an overview of what manifestation looks like. It's truly calling in those feelings as if what you want is already yours. Now, the problem is most people don't focus on what they want. They focus on what they don't want. They focus on not wanting debt, not wanting to be in their current job, not wanting to be in their current apartment, not wanting to be in a loveless relationship, whatever it is. But wherever you put your focus, that's what you're feeling, right? So when you focus on being broke, you're feeling the feelings of being broke. When you're focused on a job that you don't like and you want to get out of, you're feeling the feelings associated with being in that job. And remember, whatever you feel about, whatever you feel is already yours, is yours. That's what you manifest. So if you're feeling the feelings of not liking your current job, that's what you're continuing to manifest. It's what you're continuing to attract, and it's where you hold yourself. Same with focusing on debt. If you're focusing on not wanting to be in debt, you're feeling the feelings of being in debt and therefore attracting more situations for you to stay in debt. This is key. This is what a lot of people never get. They focus on manifesting themselves out of a situation, and therefore they stay in that situation because that is where their energy goes. So in order to manifest, the key to it is to get your head out of your current physical reality. Understand that where you are right now is simply a manifestation of all of your past beliefs, right? It's just basically an illusion. Where our brain tricks us into believing that what we have is permanent, that where we are is permanent, that it makes up our identity, that we are broke. But in reality, nothing is permanent. We're just as abundant as we think we're broke. However, we need to shift our perspective to allow ourselves to see that abundance and attract that abundance into our current consciousness, into our current conscious version of what we're seeing in our reality. Okay, so how do you feel as if something is already yours, right? If you want to get out of your job, how do you not focus on the job? I'm going to give you a small example because in manifestation, it's really important to start small. So something I manifested in the past week or so was my glasses. I have a favorite pair of glasses, though, and actually, as I'm recording this, the clock just, for some reason, I just looked at the time, and it just ticked on to 1:11, so this message is so guided by the universe right now. But what I was saying is I manifested my glasses. So I have a pair of glasses. I got a new prescription. I bought a nice, expensive pair of glasses that really made me feel abundant that I love wearing, right? And obviously, they help me see. I can't see as well without them. I do have contacts, but I don't like wearing my contacts every single day. And so I misplaced my glasses. I am right now, I'm visiting family in California. I'm staying at my parents' house before I move to Bali, which actually is in 2 weeks. So excited. But lost my glasses, misplaced them in the house, couldn't find them anywhere. Literally checked every single room, probably 12 to 15 times. Had my mom searching the entire house for me as well. Looked for them for probably a week. I was getting so frustrated. All I could think about was how I was going to have to buy a new pair. I was going to have to go all the way to a new eye doctor because I got my old pair in Denver and I couldn't find my prescription. I was going to have to pay for a new appointment and get a new prescription and find a new pair of glasses and wait for them to be shipped. And would they come in time for Bali? And basically, I was letting my mind get ahead of me. I was thinking of every single possible worst case scenario. And so obviously, I was putting my focus on not having my glasses. I was feeling the feelings of not having my glasses. I was imagining my future where I still didn't have my glasses. I was planning for a future where I didn't find my glasses. So a few days into this, I checked myself and I was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You are literally manifesting a continued situation where your glasses are lost. Obviously, I'm never going to attract the reality of myself finding my glasses while I'm in this state, right? So this is the same thing as focusing on a job that you hate or focusing on a debt that you don't want to have. You're focusing on what you don't want. I was focusing on my glasses being lost. So when I realized I was doing this, which took me a few days, I took a step back and I realized that, first of all, this situation appeared as a lesson for me. It was showing me where I have fault in my thinking, right? Every single situation is a teacher for us. This situation was a teacher to show me that even though I'm really good so far at manifesting the big things, sometimes I get frustrated with the small things. And this was teaching me to rethink my own thinking. So this was an amazing, amazing teacher for me. So couldn't find my glasses, so frustrated. I checked myself and I realized my thinking was all backwards. So I asked myself, what would I feel like right now if I found my glasses in the next minute? What would that situation look like in my mind? So I spent a few minutes visualizing. I closed my eyes and I imagined myself walking into the next room and finding my glasses on the table and putting them on. And actually at this time, I was having these like allergic reaction to the, I guess like the dryness in the air at the time, and my eyes were kind of bloodshot and red, so I hadn't actually been wearing my contacts. So I imagined myself being able to see really well. I imagined the joy that I felt when I found my glasses. I imagined telling my mom that the search was off, I finally found them. Like I imagined me feeling so overjoyed that I didn't have to drive all the way to find a new eye doctor and go through the hassle of getting a new pair and worrying if they were going to come. Like I literally just imagined myself picking these glasses up and feeling joy. And I held that thought in my mind for a few minutes and then I forgot about it. Stopped looking for my glasses, stopped the search, didn't even think about it anymore. Right? So I kind of let go of this resistance. I felt this joy in my heart as if I already had them. And then I stopped worrying about it because the version of me who already found her glasses was not freaking out or feeling frantic or stressed about not finding them. So I shifted, I quantum leaped into that version of me. All right. So felt the joy, let go of the resistance and the stress, went on with my day, had a good night with friends, totally forgot about the situation. The next morning, I went to go brush my teeth in the bathroom. It's like 9 a.m. I had just woken up and I was just thinking, I wonder if my glasses will turn up. No joke. I look to my right after I brush my teeth and I literally see my glasses. They're on the bathroom counter, like in the back by the mirror, like right next to the stand that I hold my jewelry on. And like literally I started laughing out loud. Like this is, can't even make this stuff up. Like the, it felt unreal because I checked that bathroom so many times and my mom checked that bathroom. Like we were both searching the house. Like it's just, it literally felt like they had materialized there. And you know, I've been reading so much about quantum physics and how we have these multiple timelines. So in quantum physics, so I've been obviously reading like pretty elementary about quantum physics because it's so, so complicated. And a lot of it is theoretical. However, it makes a lot of sense when you look at it in the sense of manifestation. So quantum physics tells us that we have many, many, many parallel realities, like millions. It tells us that every possible situation in your life is alive and happening in another parallel reality. And the way to experience what you want to experience is to shift yourself into the timeline or the reality, the parallel reality, the parallel timeline where you have what you want. And you can do this shift. You attract other timelines. You can shift into the reality you want to experience using your energetic vibrations and your thoughts, right? So vibrating, when you're vibrating at the energetic vibration of a timeline where you're more successful or you make more money or whatever, where you find your glasses, you shift into that timeline by carrying those vibrations. So if I was vibrating, right, my energetic vibrations, by doing this visualization, I literally raise my vibrations. I let go of fear, which was lowering my energetic vibrations. Therefore, I was matching the vibrations of the timeline I wanted to quantum leap or shift into. Okay, if this is not making sense, if this is too crazy, boo-boo, just leave it. It's totally fine. So this is the way I look at it. I shifted myself into this timeline where the version of me had found the glasses. And that is exactly what happened. So in quantum physics world, did my glasses materialize? No, but I shifted into the reality where the version of me found her glasses. And so in this way, anything you want is possible, no matter what. You simply have to shift into that reality because it already exists. Every decision you make, according to quantum physics, there is another parallel reality or timeline where you made the other decision. Every possible outcome for your life already exists in another timeline. This is like, in my own mind, what I consider deja vu to be, tapping into other timelines, right? So whether or not this is actually the truth of how the universe operates doesn't matter to me. I do buy into this and believe that it's the truth, but whether or not like the proof of it doesn't matter to me, because this understanding, this belief system is serving me. With this belief system, I have the belief that anything is possible because I simply have to shift into the timeline where I already have that, because that timeline exists. And if I hold that belief, I am empowering myself to create any reality that I can think of because it's already possible. It already exists for me. And that mindset will allow you to manifest anything you want. So whether you buy into the idea that there are parallel timelines and you simply shift into them by the frequency that you're projecting, by your thoughts, by your beliefs, by your energy, by your feelings, by the what you're putting out there, then great. If that doesn't resonate with you, then just leave it. If you're not sure, try that belief on for a little bit and see how it feels, see how it helps you. That is what I imagined when I found my glasses. I shifted myself into the timeline where Kristen had found the glasses. This is actually what I do with money too. I shift myself into the timeline where I have manifested success in my business. And I continue to manifest that success as I quantum shift into these timelines where that already exists. So when you think about what you want to manifest as that manifestation already exists, I simply have to shift into that timeline, into that reality, into that parallel existence. It is so much easier to do rather than the mindset that I want to manifest this and now I need to go create that reality, rather than simply shifting into the reality where it's already created, where that outcome is already there, right? It makes everything truly seem like just a shift away, because everything really is. We just need a shift in perception to attract what we want to us. Okay, so another example. I was with a friend and we were in Union Square and in San Francisco, for anyone who doesn't know. We were in the city, we did some shopping, and we were parking at Union Square. We had driven from the pier, we went to Union Square. It was a midday on a Saturday, absolutely packed, sunny day. There was no parking spots. So I decided to shift myself into the reality where a parking spot was available for us to drive straight into. So I closed my eyes, visualized ourselves like literally driving straight into that parking spot on the first floor. I sent out those energetic vibrations. I literally visualized myself shifting into the parallel reality where we had already found a parking spot. As I visualized that and I felt the feelings of driving into the parking spot, literally I'm doing this as we drive into the parking garage. Like, this can be done anytime. Just took me like a minute. We drove in and literally cars are circling, looking for spots, circling the garage, no joke. And we drive forward and there we go. Literally right as we get in, we drive straight and like the car in front of us in the first parking spot, like against the back wall that we're driving towards, turns its lights on and backs out, and we swoop right into the spot. And like, I wasn't even surprised because I'd already experienced that in my mind. I knew it was my reality. I knew I had shifted into that reality. I literally manifested that parking spot. And then actually, this is like a magical garage. Same thing. We go shopping in Union Square. We make some purchases. We go to the ice cream museum, which is, by the way, so much fun. If you haven't been, you're in San Francisco. It is so fun and worthwhile. Totally let my inner child out. Anyways, we go back to the parking garage. I have to pee so bad. I just drank like 2 glasses of tea. So we go to the parking garage and I literally have to pee and I can barely hold it. So realizing that there are no bathrooms. So we're walking through and I do the same thing. I literally imagine the joy of, this is so silly, like, but I imagine the joy of myself relieving my bladder because I had to pee so bad. And I imagine the joy of seeing a bathroom and walking through the door. So I focus on shifting myself into the reality where I had already found a bathroom. Okay, this is crazy. So this dude walks up behind us like in street clothes. He's probably like 40 or 50. And I was just saying, oh, I have to pee so bad. I hope we can find a bathroom soon. And literally he overhears me and he's like, hey, do you ladies need a bathroom? He pulls these keys from his pocket and there's like a door to our right. Just like a blank door. It looks like, I don't know, a maintenance door or something where there would be like janitor supplies for the parking garage. He unlocks the door and there's a hallway and then there's 2 bathrooms. It's like a male and a female bathroom. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? This guy doesn't even look like an employee. Clearly he was. He had this key ring with all of the keys. It was like the universe literally sent him to me to manifest my bathroom. I felt like, if any of you are Harry Potter fans, I felt like, you know, that the room of requirement where you walk past it. And if you imagine that you have to pee and you imagine a room of toilets, the door will appear and you walk into a room of toilets, right? In Hogwarts. That's exactly how I felt. I felt like I had just walked past the room of requirement and I was thinking about myself having to pee and magically this person appeared and unlocked the door for me. And I went into this room and there were 2 bathrooms. So these are like 2, like 3, I guess, really small, seemingly silly examples, but this stuff works. And when you practice this stuff in your daily life, it's the small things like this, like manifesting a bathroom, manifesting a parking spot, manifesting myself finding my glasses. It's these small things that add up to the big things. It's the small things that build your belief in your ability to manifest the big things. And the good thing about manifesting things like a parking spot, when we try to manifest big things like lots of money or success, this is what I work with women on in my academy. We typically have limiting beliefs around our worthiness, or we have fear. And there's a lot to work through to be able to truly have a clean slate to manifest the big things. However, most people don't have limiting beliefs around parking spots. They don't feel unworthy. They don't feel like they're not capable. They don't fear finding a parking spot. They're not worried about what others will think. They don't even have a thought in their mind about whether or not they're good enough to park their car, right? So you don't have these limiting beliefs. So it's a really good way, especially if you're a beginner, to start practicing before you build up to the big things and working on those limiting beliefs. So it's like always focusing on that best case scenario, having tunnel vision on what you want to happen, rather than thinking about what I could have done is when we wanted to go shopping and I could have been like, ugh, it's so busy today. People are swarming. We're never going to find a parking spot. There's traffic everywhere. There's 10 million cars in this garage, literally circling, waiting to pounce on free spots. Like, we're never going to find a spot. That's what would have happened in my reality. If that's how I thought, I would have attracted that reality. We would have circled the parking garage and never found a spot. Instead, I focus on the best case scenario. I focus on imagining what it would feel like to swoop that spot. I focus on expecting that to happen because I had just shifted myself into the reality where that happened. I quantum shifted into that timeline. I manifested that spot. So use your imagination. Our imagination comes in handy. That's why we have our imagination. Everything happens first in our minds and then manifests in our reality. And remember to release the expectation of how it's coming. You know, when I was manifesting that bathroom, I wasn't like, all right, I'm expecting a door to appear right here and someone's going to walk up and let me in. Or, you know, I'm expecting to find a bathroom right after we drive out of the parking garage, right? I wasn't manifesting a specific scenario. I was just manifesting myself relieving my bladder, right? And I let go of how that was going to happen. And it happened in a way that I would have never guessed to manifest it as some dude walking around with keys letting me into a random hallway that had bathrooms. That sounds actually really creepy now that I say it, but it really wasn't creepy at all. It was actually so relieving to have this dude let us into the bathrooms, which I think were employee bathrooms. So release the expectations of how what you're manifesting is going to come and simply focus on what it feels like when you have the end result. So you can use this if you want to manifest like finding your car keys. If you lose your car keys, which I know I tend to misplace things a lot, instead of freaking out and imagining, I mean, I know the go-to is, you know, oh, I can't find my keys. Where are they? I need to find them. I can't believe I misplaced them. Where'd they go? What am I going to do? Everyone needs to help me look. Because that is used to be my go-to response when I misplace things. Or you're immediately imagining your boss's face, your boss's response when you're late. When you're doing these things, you're literally attracting that reality. You're attracting the reality where you don't find the keys or you find them just in time to be late. So instead, next time you can't find your car keys, can you visualize yourself finding them? Can you visualize the joy you feel when you put your key in the ignition and turn it on and leave the house right on time? This might take some practice, but start practicing now. This is the kind of thing you can do to train your mind, to train your mind to turn things around, to train your mind to think about this on a regular basis. Because whatever we're thinking about, it has equal manifesting powers. Like, we're manifesting all the time. The law of attraction doesn't just turn off. It is always working. So if you're thinking about how much it sucks that you can't find your car keys, the law of attraction is working to help you create that reality in your life, to help hold you there. You're focusing on how amazing it feels to find those keys, and the law of attraction is working for you. It's working to attract that situation, that timeline into your life. This is also what I did to manifest my living situation in Bali. So I booked a private villa for me for the first 2 weeks. And then during those 2 weeks, I'm going to be going and looking for some larger, nicer villas, like 2-bedroom villas. So I have a friend who's going to come live with me. We're going to stay in a gorgeous villa. And I want to visit them in person and pick the best one for us, because I like to feel the energy of a place and feel the vibes before I commit to something long term. So I booked a gorgeous little villa for just me for the first 2 weeks. It has a beautiful pool. It's right by a Kundalini yoga studio and these cute little vegan cafes where I can go work. And it's 5 minutes from the beach. It's literally the perfect, place. It's in this safe neighborhood, safe, quiet neighborhood. And I'm so excited about it. So basically when I was manifesting this, I was visualizing myself sitting by the pool working on my laptop. I was visualizing myself in the apartment cooking dinner. I was visualizing myself on my like little moped riding from that house to the beach, right? I was visualizing myself walking to cafes with my backpack to work for the day. I was visualizing what it would feel like to have this cute little villa to myself because I wanted to manifest a private one. Then I let go of expectations and I took the aligned action. I went on some Facebook groups and I found a few places that looked good. And, you know, I messaged them and this one popped up like last minute. You know, I completely let, you know, nothing was really working out. Actually, everyone had already booked their places or they didn't really fit with the vibe I wanted. And I decided that instead of getting disappointed, I affirmed that I know that life is always happening for me 100% of the time. And so even though these villas were falling through, I knew that it was just because something that was a better fit for me was on its way. And I held that vision of what I desired. I didn't allow myself to stay in a place of worry or fear that I wouldn't find somewhere. Even though there's only 2 weeks until I go, you know, that didn't even matter to me because I just simply knew. I had already shifted myself into the timeline where I had found the perfect private villa for myself. And the one I ended up finding ended up being the most perfect option, literally right near everything I want to be by. Like, it could not be more perfect. I'm not kidding. So I shifted myself into that timeline by literally visualizing the joy I was going to feel when I was living here. I imagined the lifestyle. Like, I'm not visualizing myself finding this place in the Facebook group or paying for this place. I'm not visualizing how it was going to appear in my reality. I simply focus on visualizing what that reality felt like. And that's what drew it to me. That's what attracted it to me. And manifesting travel, travel housing actually is one of the, it's what I'm best at manifesting. I've always been good at it. Even before I knew about manifestation, I was good about it. Because for some reason, when I manifest travel housing, I never have fear or worry. I just know that what's meant to be will be. That, and now I truly know that that kind of faith is just knowing that the universe has my back. I'm always on the right path, even when it doesn't feel like it. If things aren't going in my favor or in what I consider to be my favor, it simply is because I don't know what's actually in my favor in the long run. I don't know what's actually best for me. So I always release the need to understand when and how and why my manifestations are coming. And I simply focus on visualizing the best case scenario, what that looks and feels like. And this allows me to quantum leap and shift into the timelines where I'm living the life that I desire to live. And this is how I've created the life that I have now. Like, literally, I am living my dream life right now. It's like I could pinch myself. It's exactly the vision I had in my head 8-10 months ago. I have the business. I'm doing exactly what I wanted to do that I had no idea how I would make it happen. I'm teaching about spirituality and manifestation. I'm changing the lives of the women who go through my academy. I'm moving to Bali, my dream location. I'm living in these luxury, beautiful villas with pools right by the beach. And I'm able to travel when I'm there. And I make my own hours. I wake up when I want to wake up. I spend my day creating content around what I love. Like, this is literally my dream reality. And I manifested every single part of it. And, you know, a big part of that, of course, was having that tunnel vision around what I wanted to create, focusing on it, visualizing it. And the other part of that was working through my subconscious beliefs, working through my beliefs around money, working through my beliefs around my worth, working through my beliefs around what I'm capable of. Literally recreating my relationship with money and my relationship with myself and my relationship with the universe and doing that deep, deep inner work. And that was literally the key that tied all of this together. Now, I couldn't have done it without the visualization. I couldn't have done it without having that tunnel vision focused in on my success. But all of that aside, if you don't have the belief system that's in alignment, you won't manifest what the desires that you actually are hoping to manifest. That's where a lot of people also get stuck. So that is exactly why I created my Blissful Abundance Academy. That is exactly what I'm passionate about helping women through. I teach women how to manifest, how to cultivate that deep spiritual connection with the universe, how to work through their limiting beliefs and fears that are unconsciously or consciously blocking them and creating limitations around what they can manifest in their lives. So not only do I teach my 5-step manifestation method, but I also teach the methods that I personally use on myself every single day to work through limiting belief systems and eliminate beliefs that are blocking you from manifesting your dream life. And of course, it's an ongoing process. These are tools and strategies that are necessary to use in your life every single day. I'm constantly working through new beliefs as I constantly leap to the next level in my life. Every time I up-level, I'm working through limiting beliefs. And every time I work on them, they get weaker and weaker and smaller and quieter and quieter. And that is how I constantly up-level every single week, every single month in my life, and continue to align with my dream life, regardless of the how or the when, you know? So if that is something that you're interested in, you want so dearly to manifest your dream life, but you feel blocked in some way, I would love to chat with you and see if my academy is a good fit for you. So if that sounds like you, send me a DM on Instagram at Pursuit of Bliss with an underscore, or I am going to put a link to fill out a quick little questionnaire for Blissful Abundance Academy in the show notes. Just fill that out and I'll contact you so we can chat and see if it might be a good fit. Sending each and every one of you so much love and joy, and I hope that you are having an absolutely beautiful day wherever you are.